The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. Can't fail to have seen Santander's new partnership with Isle of Man Netball. On the line is Pip Cross, president, and James Geldart, who's the MD of the Isle of Man branch. Firstly, I'll come to you, James. Why was the time right to announce this huge headline sponsor with the Isle of Man?
Yeah, I think the timing coincides with some of the other stuff that we've done on the island. So we have some other sporting sponsorships and we felt that we needed to do something again. So I got in touch with Pip to look at any potential sponsorship that she was looking for. So we're very keen to encourage physical well-being and active lifestyle. So we do a large cycling event on the island. We do a rugby team on the island. So it felt like this was the missing piece for us in terms of inclusion.
A sport like netball obviously fits in quite well with the other sports as well. So important to be part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So our rugby is quite male dominated. Our cycling is really inclusive through ages and sexes and social backgrounds. And I think we wanted to make sure that we were losing that female participation piece. And obviously the participation on the island is huge. It's big in schools. There are numerous age group leagues. There are senior leagues. And then obviously what's been done with the national team is also fantastic. So it was brilliant to be able to get involved.
Talk us through a little bit on the actual agreement then, in terms of all leagues and sponsorship of the Rams and its duration.
Yeah, I think we were really keen that this wasn't seen to be sort of an elitist involvement. So we didn't want to just get involved with the Rams and the national side and obviously the great big tournaments they do. That's all fantastic, but I think we wanted to make sure that this was expanded so that we could include the younger age groups, the social leagues, so that it really reached out to as many people as possible. So that was a real driver for us.
Pip, it's been operational now for a couple of weeks. So what changes are you seeing in these early stages already?
Well, I think what's nice is that we're able to, you know, publish match reports on a weekly basis. They go into the newspaper. They obviously go on our social media pages with the Santander branding. So it's really important that we've got that exposure for both, you know. And it's nice that Isle of Man Netball is being recognised by, you know, a key player in the market, you know, to support us, to get behind us. So that sort of like raises our profile as well, which in turn then gives more, you know, more people wanting to get involved and that sort of thing. So it's really good. It's really, really encouraging.
And James, it's more than just being visible at matches on the side of court, isn't it? It's about that proper investment and just, well, securing that interest from those right across all ages, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I mentioned it briefly earlier, but we really want to encourage active lifestyles for the communities that we operate in and also our staff. So you can see from the other sponsorships we have, we try to focus on, you know, sporting participation and make sure that is not just at an elite level where you can get your brand exposure. It's really about living and breathing the values of those sports within.
And Pivot couldn't really have come at a better time, really. Support for the Isle of Man is really strong at the moment, obviously gone up to 25 in the rankings, recent under-17 success and the Excellence Award.
Absolutely, yeah. We put in an application to the Isle of Man Newspapers Awards in the category Freedom to Flourish a few weeks ago. And on Thursday, we attended the ceremony and we're in a really strong category and absolutely delighted to take home the trophy. So that's absolutely amazing. And they did call it the big one. It was the last award of the evening. So it was the Isle of Man Government Freedom to Flourish Award. So we're absolutely delighted with that. And then in terms of under-17s, they've just played in Gibraltar, finishing third. They lost to the Republic of Ireland by one goal. If they'd have won that game, they'd have come second. So really, really encouraging from a grassroots level as well. So that's amazing. And then in terms of the leagues, what we've done this year is we've been able to put in some development leagues so that if you've got players who perhaps aren't ready to play in a senior league, but are sort of over the age group for the junior leagues, then rather than lose them, they're, as James says, you know, they're still being active, they're still enjoying the sport, it's giving them other opportunities, it's developing them. Girls can peak at different times, sort of thing. So the fact that we can then develop them to then go on to play senior league in the future is brilliant. So we are proud. We are proud of what we do and what we achieve, you know, based on the fact that we're really quite a small association, and people keep saying, you know, we're punching well above our weight, which is really nice.
And James, for you as well, it's all about that investment and the structure. And I suppose moving forward now as well, it's just an overall excitement between the pair of you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just great to see people enjoying their sport. And I grew up on the island, and then I spent a lot of time away. And coming back to the island, it's just fantastic to be able to support opportunities for people to engage with sport, whichever level that they're comfortable with or that they want to attain. So it's just a fantastic partnership, and we're really looking forward to it going from strength to strength.
I'll need to have a word when we finish this call, but do you remember those NatWest piggy banks? Maybe we could do something similar where if you save 50 quid, you get a Ashley Hall piggy bank, and then there's something along those lines. I'm sure
it's possible. Maybe
anything's
it's a netball.
Possible, Andy.
In the meantime, Pip, best place for information and obviously ways that we can follow the Santander League.
Netball.im. So our website is up and running. That was launched earlier on in the year. So yeah, netball.im. Have a look there. You see all the match reports there and all other ways to get involved, whether that's playing, whether that's coaching, whether that's officiating. Loads of information there.
Hi, this is Georgie Lees, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Just heard about the deal with Santander from Pip Cross, President. And now we can speak to Claire Batty, who's a Netball Development Officer. Claire, great to speak to you as always.
You too.
Let's have a quick look back at the success of 2022 and some of the areas that you would be happy with.
So we really are happy with the amount of youth that's coming through both our domestic leagues and through our performance programmes. That our clubs are kind of looking at developing players from a younger age now and supporting them through their process. So it's been really nice to see both our juniors coming through on the international court and through our programmes that we have here domestically.
The under-17s as well, they'll be taking part in that challenge in Ireland as well. So that'll be a key event for everybody in the year ahead.
Yeah, it's a huge event because, of course, we went into... after COVID, it was one of their first tournaments that was meant to happen last February, March. And it was only just been held in November in Gibraltar. So they're desperate to get back into it. And some of the girls that were there in November will also be in Belfast. So they're very much looking forward to it. It's gone from one event to another. So, yeah, it's good for us.
Have you an idea of numbers involved that are participating? How are things going on that front?
So, yeah, we continue to grow. Obviously, after COVID, there are dips in certain areas, which, you know, we need to have a look at and see if we can regain. But, you know, momentum has started to regain on its own just from people, you know, for having things that maybe are slightly more affordable, things that are at the right levels, just making sure that we've got opportunities for everyone to play. And of course, the men's side is picking up as well. So it's really quite exciting that we've got new avenues to go down to increase participation in our sport and spread the word about actually how brilliant a sport it is, and it is for everyone. So that's where we're looking at right now is to try and develop it in all areas. You know, it should be for everyone.
What are you doing on a, say, grassroots level, just to give us some examples on that grassroots level, just to encourage more and more people to get involved?
So we have like a skills and fun sessions which run from January through to September, and that's for anybody to get involved in that's above 16, so might have played back in school and have decided that they like the look of it now and they want to come back. So we always have that on between January and September, which means that they can go into the leagues if they wish. If not, we kind of have a couple of months break and we pick up again in January. So we see a lot of the same faces there, but also so many new ones, which is great. Our clubs are now looking at offering younger age groups netball. We still have that issue of sort of facilities and time, but you know, our coaches and our clubs are doing a fantastic job of trying to increase the amount of people we can offer netball to. So it really is, you know, becoming successful from an earlier age, and the standards throughout our primary schools are much better now, and it's brilliant. And you know, we'll reap that all those efforts, you know, come 10 years time or so on, which is really what we're looking at as an island as well, is to increase it, you know, through many years. I think you know, many of the other countries have agreed, you know, on sustainability. It has to be sustainable to be able to be in this environment.
Yeah, just that constant intake of new talent, really, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. And, you know, they can come in at any age, but if we can start earlier, we're given so much more opportunity.
How about the Manx fellas? I don't think I've asked you, but are they now eligible to actually win the league yet?
No, they're not. The objectives of them playing in that league isn't to go in and win that league. It's not about that for them. It's about them having constant gameplay. So they're learning more each time. And it's not about them, coming in and taking over from what we call, you know, the women's side of sport. It is really about, you know, because we do say that people don't have to play against them if they don't feel comfortable. And once we allow them to win that league, we are saying that it's compulsory, and that's not what we're about. We're just trying to create an environment where everyone feels comfortable. So yeah, they're playing, they're doing really well. I think they really appreciate having that constant gameplay and being in there. But ultimately, we're looking for growing them so that they hopefully have a league of their own one day. But for now, there are loads of teams in the UK who are really, you know, they're really excited to play themselves. So, our lads like to go away and play against them as well. So really, with them being in the league, it's about the games that they may play off island.
And maybe something in the year ahead, maybe a game against the Thorns, something that a lot of us would love to see.
Of course.
Or can't you say anything yet?
No, well, we would love to. I mean, we competed in nationals and we continue to grow here and we continue to want to grow opportunity. And, you know, we always look to try and host things ourselves. So, you know, watch this space. We may be inviting some other men's teams over here to come and play here. So, you know, we'd love to have them. So, yeah, we're keeping in contact with a few of them. So it'd be really nice if we could open it up and have something here. But, you know, we'd love to continue to travel across as well. It all helps, you know, the experience.
It's really good to hear that numbers are involved growing year on year. We've just heard about the Santander involvement as well from Pip and them. So how important has their involvement been so far?
It's invaluable, really. I mean, we just need, you know, I think everybody would agree that being in a women's sport, it is tough and you are trying to climb and you do have objectives, and all your objectives cost the same amount as many of the other sports that have the same objectives. But, you know, we're real battlers and in netball, we do keep, you know, it's our energy and our passion that keeps this sport sort of going. But now we do need to look at the financial side and we do need more backing. And that's through, you know, all teams and all areas, I think, you know, but we're going to be able to support a lot of development here. So our coaching should improve, our umpiring should improve, and all those things that they're supporting us with will be great. So once we have all those and they're supporting our league as well, you know, we're trying to increase the standard of our league. And so, yeah, it's really important. And also to have that community feel about it where they're like looking after what we're trying to achieve. And we're like, you know, somebody believes that we can do this and that we are going to do it, and we believe that. So it's great to see that a big company like Santander believe in us too.
Just finally, I mean, there'll be plenty of plans, but what are some of those main aims for the year ahead?
So, well, I've got in my mind, you know, we've obviously got our strategy. We're always constantly working towards that. But my own thing for Isle of Man Netball this time is to maintain and gain. And it's really about, you know, keeping up with the standards that we do have currently, but gaining so much more. So we're trying to gain more knowledge. We're looking at working with specialist coaches. We're looking at, you know, really trying to create relationships with lots of other countries, islands, you know, other associations and stuff that, you know, if we can share the best of our knowledge together, then we can only be stronger. So creating those better relationships with other people so that we can gain more knowledge ultimately, but share what we know as well.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.